they sustain me. My test is now a testimony. So the essence of my praise is centered on your grace. Achum, achum, achum. It was you, my lawyer in that courtroom. It was you, my soldier on that battlefield. So the essence of my praise is centered on your grace. Achum, achum, achum.
You're the 104.6 FM. Today was the day. It was an African day today. What have you got in the studio here today? The studio is really packed. Just keep tuning in and we're going to bring you some wonderful conversation this evening. Some amazing guests in the studio here with us. Enjoy the music coming from the camp of Selina Boateng. He's the Alpha and the Omega. It doesn't matter what you're going through. He's the beginning and the end. He started it and he will finish it for you. Tune into Radio Kwa 104.6, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. With the funding from the Ministry of Ethnic Affairs. The time is 8:38 p.m. Auckland time in New Zealand. Big shout out to all those who came from Hamilton today. Those who came from Rotorua. Those who came from Whangarei. Who've been listening to us all the way down on www.planetaudio.org.nz in Wellington, Christchurch. A big shout out to Osei, Mr. Osei, and the team out there. I cannot continue without shouting out to the leadership of the Ghana Association of New Zealand in Auckland. A big shout out to all of you. Enjoy this song coming from the camp of Selina Boateng. He has begun and he's going to finish it.
First opened, I knew I didn't have the skills to do any of the acting myself, so I contacted my
This radio Kwaba 104.6 FM. This program is sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand with a sponsorship from the Ministry of Ethnic Affairs. Today is Saturday, the 24th of May, 2025. The time is 8 to the hour of 9 p.m. in New Zealand. And your Commander-in-Chief of the Airways, I'm here with you. And today I've got some wonderful guests. Today is after African Day celebration. The energy is high and everything is exciting. And today we are back into the studio again. And we are going to do some post analysis and our experiences for today's event. And you know, and I was there from the morning and I went home and I came back and I saw the energy just kept going up and up and up. And I've got some guests in the studio here with me to help analyze today's African Day celebration. And very soon after this music, I'm going to go to the studio here with you. This song is coming from the camp of Papa Youngson. You see, Jimmy. Let's go back to the studio here again and listen to Papa Youngson. And after that, I'm going to come back to you live on Radio Club 104.6 FM. Okay, we're back to the studio here again. And this Radio Kwaba, like I said, Radio Kwaba sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand with the funding from the Ministry of Ethnic Affairs. And I'm your Commander-in-Chief of the Airways this evening, and I'm here. And, you know, last week was amazing. You know, last week was amazing. And I had Evelyn in the studio here with me last week. And we had some wonderful discussion, right? And then we had a discussion about African Day. She talk about the reason why we need to come together as Africans to be able to celebrate this day. And this day was about us, was about Africa, was about every single person. She gave us the reason to be there today. And you know what? And in the beginning, people were like, oh, are people going to show up? And like every single year, today, the whole African community across the country, I saw some people from Palmerston North came over, some people from some Ghanaians came from Whangarei to join us, and it was amazing. And it was amazing. And first of all, I want to say a big thank you to our sister Evelyn and your team for the amazing work that you have done. Because if it wasn't for your team, your planning skills, your communication skills, you're going out there to the media and talking to the community about this, and you were able to pull the whole group together. So I will say a big thank you to the Kofi leadership, Evelyn and your team. I will say a big thank you to every single one of you for putting this together. I know this is your last term in office, and I believe that our brother Rahman and the team will pick it up and make next year a huge one and a big one. So I will say a big thank you to every single one. And I say a big thank you to the leadership of the Ghana Association of New Zealand in Auckland as well. I go Kwasi Freddy in the city here with me. I go Kofi Buachi in the city here with me. I go Kwabena Biafe. But we've got a very special guest in the city here this evening, all the way from the United States of America, right? And we're going to discuss the African Day, how people felt about it, and what was their experience. And then what I'll do is I'll get each one of them to introduce themselves. So I'll just get the first one. Question ready? Yeah. I'm going to start with you first, and then to tell us you were there this afternoon, and what is your experience about African Day today? What do you think about African Day today?
It was great. Unfortunately, this is not my first time. Mm-hmm. I've been to African Day almost every year. Mm-hmm. Because I understand the value of it.
Yeah.
How it started, when it started. I get a bit of history. I understand a bit of history about it.
Mm-hmm.
It started when Africans started getting independent.
Mm-hmm.
And our forefathers laid a foundation, choose one day. Mm-hmm. That day is a day to remember Africa come together as one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's a bit of an insight that I can give it to you.
Yeah.
And since then, it's been celebrated all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And also celebrated on the continent of Africa at the same time.
Yes.
Even today, I was watching Professor Lumumba.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got his paper, and also, I mean, talking about it, giving the histories and all that. So it was very, very great. And also, thanks to everybody, not only the Africans who came, but there's a lot of people from different parts also came to have a look.
It was
I mean, great. Thanks to everybody who made it to the
It was great, and thanks to everybody. I've got a chairman here. He's going to introduce himself. Whilst you are here, I'm not going to let it go. Everybody was there, right? And let me go to Data. The OAS, the Commander in Chief of OAS, is online now. And then he said, "What is your experience today? What is your experience?"
It was great. Mm. This is my second time going to the African Union celebration. EU Day.
Yes.
I would say it was great.
Mm. It was great.
I love everything about today. We had a nice time.
You had a nice time. Lovely.
Yeah,
that's amazing. So now our main guest for this evening, probably we're gonna, before we go to the African Day, we probably want to get to know her, and because now she become part of the family. I'll say we've adopted her as part of our family. And then we want to know a little bit more about her. Well, we know one, I've already told you that she's from the United States of America. She met us for the first time today, and she's in the city here with us, and she's become part of this the growing family. I'll just say I would like you to tell our audience, what is your name? Why are you in New Zealand, and what are you doing here? People want to know you, because for us as Africans, we are very relational people, and we would like to connect.
Okay, hi, hello, my name is Nisha. I come from the States, Houston, Texas, to be specific. I came to Auckland, New Zealand to pretty much learn more, participate with the community, help give back, and also work as well. For the festival, I enjoyed like every aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I love how everyone came together. It was basically a big family. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the vendors that were there, everyone that participated, the food, the community. It was such a beautiful thing just to see everyone supporting each other. Like every time I looked around, it was just so much love and support. Mm-hmm. And I was just so glad to be there. I was happy that I came, happy that I showed up, happy mm-hmm. that everybody actually showed up, honestly. So
that's good, yeah. And is it your first time attending a program like this?
In Auckland, yes. In Houston, we have a lot of Pan-African festivals.
Oh, okay, yes,
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
And the community there is huge, and there's also a good turnout. Mm-hmm. And that's usually held by a lot of communities. Shape Center, also to be exact, and mm-hmm. that is also located in Houston, in the Third Ward of Houston.
Yeah.
So to come here and to also participate in it was great. And I actually bought this skirt from Houston.
Oh, really? It looks Ghanaian.
Thank you. And that was, from a local vendor, because I love to shop local and support the community. So that's a big part of my mission and purpose.
Oh, so it looks like when you were coming to New Zealand, you were really prepared for today.
Oh, yeah, I was.
Now's the time. That's good, yeah. And how did you hear about African today? How did you hear about the African Day event?
I actually saw it through Facebook. Mm-hmm. It was advertised on one of the communities. I don't want to mispronounce the city. How do you say it?
Winhanga?
Say it again.
Winhanga? How do you spell it?
It's with the O.
Oh, yeah. Onihanga.
It was shared through there, and I was like, oh, great. And so I went on there, saved it to my calendar.
Yes,
and I made sure to turn up. And so it was
that's
so much
good.
Fun.
Yes, yeah. And when we came here, so all of us, we sometimes get the pronunciation a little bit wrong, but it's okay. You know what? That's what makes us right. I know I got a friend from Nigeria who first came here, and how he pronounced Onihanga is Wanhunga.
That's how they spell it.
So what did you learn about today? What did you learn about today?
Outside of how much support that mm-hmm. you guys give each other and love, mm-hmm. I learned that y'all are also like easy to talk to and get along with, and like that it's genuine and authentic. And I appreciate that.
Yes, yeah. And before this event, have you were you thinking that you ever see so many Africans in one place?
In Auckland?
In Auckland, yes.
No.
No, honestly, okay.
No, but I was happy, though, because I was like, oh, there they are. Like, hey.
Yes. And that's good. And that's what we met some Ghanaians who came from Whangarei. You know, Whangarei, you hardly see Ghanaians there, right? And then they were like, how do you know there's so many Africans in Islam? Yeah, you know, and it's good. And it's good for the kids, and it's good for the young ones. So, I'll come back to you again. And, Kwasi Freddy.
Yeah.
Only
pepper
friend.
So I'll come to you, Kwasi. Mm-hmm. So now we've had African Day today. You've been for multiple times. You're comparing to the previous year. How do you feel about today?
Oh, today is very good as well. It has always been good.
Yes.
You know, all the organizers has never failed us.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's always been good.
Yeah.
No complaints at all.
And Ajari Frimpong has joined us on Facebook. Ajari, thank you very much for joining us. Let us know where you're joining us from, Ajari Frimpong, and we'll be able to shout out to you. Ajari Frimpong has joined us on Facebook. Thank you very much for joining us, Ajari Frimpong. It's amazing. Kwasi, what were you saying before I came in? What were you saying? You were saying comparing to last year. What's the difference?
As I'm saying, it's still the same, very similar, not much difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not really much difference. It's still the same.
Yeah.
You know, enjoyment and all that.
Yeah, that's good. Yes, yeah.
It's just like we go to church on Sunday. The following Sunday is the same music.
But that's good.
I'll support our question from here. Mm. I think the difference was, you can see that now we have the population or the numbers are increasing. And you can experience, you talk to people, you know they are coming from far. Mm. Before then, you can see those in Auckland were really participating. Mm-hmm. I talked to someone from Wellington, from Whangarei. Mm-hmm. So now I think the thing is spreading across the nation. Mm-hmm. So some years to come, maybe we will find a bigger place, even more than this.
Yes, you know? Yeah.
And you can see that the population were huge, and then the vendors have increased.
So
I think some years to come, things will be amazing.
So yes,
everybody should contact us and put your stuff on your calendar for next year.
Yes,
definitely. It will come and things are gonna change.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna enjoy every part of the program.
There's another program in November.
Sure. Okay, so apparently there's another program, so we will talk about that. We will talk about that one too. After this I'll come down. I think June
and November.
November, another program.
Yeah.
When
we will put everything across there.
Okay, so there's another one. Is it an African event as well?
African event. Yeah.
Okay, so I haven't seen that one. Okay, yeah. I think there's a Zimbabwean event also coming sometime in October in somewhere in Manriwa so we
are
independence celebration. Yes,
and
yeah.
Then,
okay,
June.
My only Prempe friend, you know.
Yeah.
Prempe.
Yes.
And what is going to happen in around June, July too? We have the African Film Festival in New Zealand.
There are
programs lining up, so everything is in pipeline. Almost every month there is a movie for African Film Festival.
That
cinema over there.
Oh, yeah, the one we went the last time. On Dominion Road.
Dominion Road, Capital.
Capital Cinema.
Capital Cinema.
Every month,
there is weekend, there's a movie for.
At the event today, somebody said Boubacar was looking for me. So maybe I'll give Nisha, it's been happening is that every year there's what they call African Film Festival, where a list of film across the African continent has been selected to premiere in the cinema here.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up, you buy the ticket and you choose whichever movie you want to watch from whichever country. So that's what I think they were talking about. So Nisha, just in terms of the food, the vendors, did you try any of the food in a particular country?
Yes, I did. It's in my phone, but I had some fufu.
Oh, you had some fufu?
Yeah, I had fufu. Oh,
yes.
I still have some left over.
Really?
With jollof rice and beef, like a beef stew.
Oh, okay, yeah. So basically, mainly you add most. So basically, there's a lot of Ghanaian food you add.
Yeah.
So you add the fufu with your hand or with a spoon?
Oh, with my hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the first time you're trying fufu?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I made it my intention to make sure I tried fufu.
Oh, really?
I wanted to try and I was like, they have it.
So did you know fufu before coming?
Yes.
Oh, you heard about fufu before coming?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Nana Poku has joined us on Facebook. Nana Poku said, good morning. Thank you very much, Nana Poku, for joining us. Let us know where you're joining us from, Nana Poku, and we're going to shout out to you. Oh, most of the food that you bought were all Ghanaian food. Do you try any other country's food? Got the jollof, the fufu, the stew, the tomato stew are all Ghanaian food. Did you try anything else?
No, because they didn't take PayWave.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but if they would have, I definitely would.
Okay, you'll try. Yes, yeah. Oh, that's good because I think I enjoy the food as well. So I bought some of the drink. Did you try the Sobolo drink?
I did not, but I'm going to add it to my list.
I
saw a lot of people buying it.
It's very, I think it's a hibiscus drink made
with ginger
and apparently it's very healthy.
Pineapple and other stuff.
It's very healthy.
Sometimes depends on who is doing it.
Okay,
a little of sugar or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is there like local markets I can buy it from?
Yeah.
I think most of them, FA will have some,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'll give a lady's number then. If you call her, she can maybe.
Okay.
Yes. And there are a lot of people in Auckland that sells African food or Ghanaian food. So if you want, we can give you some numbers. You can keep trying them as time goes on, because now we like I said earlier, we've adopted you as part of a bigger African community family, right? Yes. So now we are all siblings, and thank you for joining us. And also, in terms of your experience about today, mm-hmm. How was the music?
Oh, it was great. It was lovely.
Yeah. You enjoyed the music?
I did. I appreciate the crowd participation as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That was dope. But yeah, the music was fantastic.
Did it meet your expectation?
Yes. It actually surpassed
it. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Because I think happening now, if you compare to the stage, mm-hmm. when they have a big event, they make it's huge, right? Yeah, so it's good that it surpassed your. So Evelyn and your team, thank you very much for today, because Nisha says it surpassed her expectation, you know. And if someone coming from Texas, Houston, in Texas, telling you that your event has surpassed her expectation,
There's a message from the Zimbabwe Association about their program.
Okay, so the Zimbabwe community. So it says, I heard you talking about the Zimbabwe event. Mm. Here it is. So, thank you very much for joining. I think, I'm not sure whether it's Bruce or not. So Bruce is a part of it. So the Zimbabwean community, the event is coming up in sometime in October. It's an independent celebration.
We have a spot for you if you want
to. So Bruce, just contact me after the after the program, and we're going to bring it to the studio to talk about the October event, because we will got the Zimbabwe community were there in March to support the Ghanaian community, and we would like to come and support you guys as well. So come get in touch, and we'll be able to have a bit more conversation about it. Thank you very much, Bruce, for joining us, and we will make sure we're going to bring Nisha along as well. Because, you know, whilst you are in New Zealand, we are not going to just experience New Zealand culture, but we want to immerse you, like, you know, baptize you into the African culture, right?
Please do.
Yes, we'll do that, yes. Yeah.
Bawa is watching.
Yeah, so Bawa, thank you very much, Bawa. Bawa was in the studio, at the park as well, was at the event as well. So thank you very much, Bawa, for joining us. It's been amazing today, and I feel my legs. Because I went there very early in the morning, I felt like my legs were paining. But you know what? It's for the greater good. So Nisha, what is your plan after now? The main event has finished. Mm-hmm. There's a what called after party or mm-hmm. something. Yes. Are you going?
Yes, I will be there.
Oh, you be there?
I will be.
Ah, yeah. So you're gonna party whole night?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, it's good to see you and to enjoy. So because that is what, you know, there's one thing about about us as Africans or Blacks is that we know how to celebrate.
Yes.
Right. We know how to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to, you know, to make good use of everything within us. So yeah. So I know there are three places, right? Which one are you going?
I think it's off K Road.
Oh, you're going to the one on K Road?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's good. That's
what
good.
What is that one called?
Yeah, so there's one on K Road. There's one in Pavilion or somewhere there, but just stick to one place. might be a lot easier, right? So you have to move around to different
places. It's somewhere off K Road, but I think the name of it like starts with numbers.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah. Okay, yeah. Sure, and I'm sure if you go on the African Day Facebook page,
okay.
I think the information is all going to be there. Yes, so yeah. So why should you go there? Because have you got something to say about today?
Not too much. As I said, thanks to the organizers.
Mm-hmm.
Did well, because it's not easy to it looks easy, but it's not easy.
Yeah.
You know, so we thank them for their patience, their time that they put into it.
Yeah.
You know, for us to even come here and spend just maybe 1 hour or 1.5 hours, sometimes we try to complain.
Mm-hmm.
For them trying to bring all the people on board, it's not an easy task.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We really do appreciate what they've done for the community.
Yeah, that's good. Yes, yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, so Nisha, before when you were in the state, let's talk a little bit more about you. When you were in the state, you know, did you have? You say you've been to few of the Afro festival, but did you have to move to different state to have it, or just in Texas?
Oh, it was in Houston. It was very local.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
it big?
Yeah, it was pretty big. It was like a block party.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes
oh, okay.
they have it like where they have local acts or major acts come and perform and stuff like that.
Okay, yes, yeah. Oh, that's very good. Yeah. So this is not very foreign to you. Yeah. You used to this, right? But different with the different vibe.
Yeah. Very.
Well,
much so.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. Very yeah. So what time did you get there today? What time were you there today?
I got there around 3:30.
Okay, so you've been there for quite a while. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yes, yeah. So it was good to see you. And how are you getting home after the party? You have to get home after.
Yes, yes. Ride share.
Oh, ride share. Okay, so yeah. You have Uber. You know, in there are a lot of opportunities out there as well. Yeah, yes, yeah. So it's been good to see you, Nisha. You know, and thank you for coming to spend some time with our audience. You know, and why is your if anybody brings a question. Mm-hmm. You know, so Nisha is from the United States of America. She just joined us for the first time today. You know, if you have any question for Nisha, if you have anything to ask Nisha, she'll be able to be here and she can help answer the question. So those of you who've been watching us from the
Frank watching us from Ghana.
Okay, so Baba says I can drop her at home. Come here now.
Nah.
You drop Nisha off and then take her to the party and then take her home as well. So Baba says he's gonna drop you at home, right? You know.
Free ride.
Yeah, Baba. Okay, Baba says I can drop.
Why not?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So that's good. Yes. Yeah. So it's been amazing. So Frank is watching us from Ghana. Those who've been watching us from Canada. Okay, so this one of our audience who've been watching us from Toronto in Canada, he says, you stop mentioning my name. So, okay, so Commander Officer, CEO Francis. CEO Francis, I'm calling your name today. Thank you very much for joining us. Confident Brazil. His nickname is Confident Brazil. He says, when they call my name, Confident Brazil. So, Confident Brazil, thank you for joining us every single Saturday from Toronto, Canada. Right, those who've been joining us from Belgium, Australia, a big shout out. Oh, and our friend Kuba from South Africa,
hey,
Joburg. Yeah, so thank you, Kuba, for joining us also every Saturday, all the way from South Africa. It's been amazing. Yeah, so Kwasi.
Yes.
Yeah, so now, after African Day, what next?
What next?
Yes, yeah, because people keep saying, oh, every day we can party, but nothing changes. What else?
I think we need to organize another maybe get together if we can. Before Christmas.
Oh, Sister Evelyn has come. Okay, question before you go there. Yeah. Oh, our lovely Evelyn has come. President Evelyn, you know what? Today, it's been amazing. So, I got Nisha here. So, Nisha, we grabbed Nisha from the event, right? And then we brought Nisha into the studio. Nisha is from the United States of America, Texas. She heard about the event. She came, and she had so much to say about it. You know, the event. So thank you, Evelyn, for your team, for every single thing that you have done for the African community. Nisha had a lot to say. You know, so Nisha, Evelyn is watching us. Evelyn is the president of ACOFI. They led the whole thing, right? What have you got to say to Evelyn?
Evelyn, you and your team did a wonderful job. Thank you for having everyone. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having the vendors and the acts and the food vendors as well. Like, everyone for being there. Like, y'all really came through, surpassed my expectations. I will be back again. I'm looking forward to more events. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Evelyn, you know, Nisha was saying, you know, when I asked earlier on, so she's been to some of these events in Texas, in Houston, in Texas, right? And then she said, like, you know, when she came here, it surpassed her expectation,
yes,
right? And that was good. And it's good to hear someone hearing, being there for the first time and say, whoa, there are so many Africans in New Zealand, and it's something that brought us together. So thank you very much, Sister Evelyn, and your team. You've done amazing work, you know. And like I mentioned that last week, that I would like to personally, on behalf of the Ghana community, say a big thank you to you and your team. You've made us, all of us, very proud over the last couple of years, and we believe that we're going to continue your legacy, mm-hmm, and to make sure that Africa, the voice is heard, our music is heard, our nature is heard, our sports or activity and everything about us is heard. You know, so it's been amazing. Thank you very much, Evelyn, and your team. Kwasi, what have you got to say to Evelyn? Because Evelyn is your best friend.
Yeah, hello, Evelyn. Thank you so much. You and your team, you have done a very wonderful job.
Mm.
You know, you have done more than our expectation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I said, there's a saying, there was a proverb, say, if you educate a man, you educate one person. If you educate a woman, you educate the whole country. That's Evelyn.
Yes.
If you give a power to a woman, we know what they can bring on board. And she has really done great, including her team. So we expect bigger one next year.
Yes, yeah. So Aduchum Ano is from watching us from for United Kingdom, UK. Thank you. Yeah, so watching us from France. Gifty Antri has joined us on Facebook. Mr. Evelyn says, Mr. Evelyn was the president, but now our brother Raman is the president for the organizer and the team. She says, thank you, Nisha. Yes, we believe we do the best African Day in the world. That's good. Thank you very much. And Mr. Evelyn, you've been amazing. I don't know. I've run out of words.
And don't forget the conversation we had the last week.
What conversation?
About the view programs you need to have about the whole continent. Don't forget to keep in touch with her.
I'm gonna keep in touch with you, Evelyn, because we know now you are no more the president, but there are some few work that we still can do together for the African community. Because I know the Afropreneur is coming up sometime in November. We're gonna bring you guys into the studio and let's talk about, yes, we had fun, but also the entrepreneurs within our community. How can we promote and celebrate them as well? You know, and we believe that we can do more for our community. Yeah. So Nisha, I think someone was asking, you're originally from the state, right? But then are you migrant in the state or you...
A citizen.
You are Black American?
Yes, and Native American.
Okay, Native American.
And Creole.
Okay, and also Evelyn is a Native American. Okay, sure, yeah. Yeah, so Gifty is watching us from France. Thank you very much, Gifty. So, yeah, so we wonder whether you're from which part of Africa you're from, but we will claim you for Ghana. So, Nisha is from Ghana from today, originally from Ghana. But you know, yeah, so we'll give you.
I've been adopted.
You've been adopted, right? And you know,
like a ritual that I need to be put into, or do I need to do anything to?
We will continue after here.
You know, you've given her a Ghanaian citizenship.
Yeah, we'll give her a Ghanaian citizenship. Yes, yeah. You know,
that's
So, you know, the Ghana Honorary Consul. Dr. Charles Jamina, he's always watching us. Now he's also in France today, and he's been listening to us. And we are telling him that when he comes back to New Zealand, we need to send Nisha into Christian Road, and then we're going to give you make you an associate citizen, right, of Ghana. So thank you, Nisha. It's been amazing. You've been part of it, and you are warm. You feel comfortable, and, you know. And it's like meeting for the first time, but you've been great.
Yeah,
right? Thank you very much. It's good. Oh, we love to have you. Right, we love to have you. And after here, we're going to give you an itinerary of all the other events that are going to happen the rest of the year, and we hope you're going to see or have as much fun as you can.
Okay.
And then you say you're going to go back. You're only here for 1 year, right? Or you want to stay longer?
I would like to stay longer.
not overstay, right?
I would like to stay here longer.
Oh, you want to stay here longer?
The
yeah.
Right way.
Okay, so yeah, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, yes, yeah, 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 yeah. But you got a job now, right?
Yes.
Oh, good. That's good. Good to see you. Good to see you. It's been amazing.
Are you talking about the events?
Yes, yeah.
We've got so many African countries here whereby every now and then there's a lot of independent date that they celebrate.
Yeah.
They're probably very important for us to find out when they are celebrating so that we can put it on the.
Yes.
Facebook, so that we can all go and attend.
Yes.
We are now thinking of coming together as a.
Yes. So we reach out. So yeah, I know that. So the Zimbabwe community came on and they posted something that they were. So Bruce and your team just try and reach out, and then we will bring it to the studio and let's promote the Zimbabwe independence coming up. I mean, the good thing is that they started quite early, promoting quite early. I saw the ad out in October, which is very good, which is amazing. Yeah, Kwabena. What have you got to say to Evelyn? You haven't said much to Evelyn and her team.
Okay, what I would say, first, after this program, we are all not going to sit down. This program is particularly for uniting Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We have to promote it. We have to keep it up. So wherever you are, we want one Africa. Because if Africa comes together, we will be the giant of this earth.
Yes.
So we are trying to promote the unity among us. So don't go just and sit down. Keep on promoting Africa. And we thank you for coming to the program.
Oh, of course.
We enjoy whatever you are saying. It means the program was good, and we will tell the organizers to keep it up. Because this is what they are expecting, to get good recommendation and
Who
attend the program will say, oh, they didn't do this, we don't want to hear that. I enjoy the program and I would like to come back another time.
But the venue too, it's been good because it's quite central, easy to get a bus,
and there are a lot of parking.
If
you want the public transport, it's easy to come to that place. That is good part of the program.
And I think the performance also did quite good. The Burundi team, their drummings, the stage was good, and everything was good. The sound beautiful.
The dancing
was good.
So you're dancing.
Yeah, because today I prepared before I came, you know. I was in the
you were dancing at the backstage.
Next time get on stage.
I'll be part of the competition, the dancing competition.
He's
one of the guys, he will just go and stand behind at the back. And he'll be doing like that.
But the good thing is also that the audience were quite engaging as well. They participated, they all danced.
The girls at the top, they do two girls, and then. They were doing great.
They did great. The youth, and I think also one of the things that we need to commend is the youth. The young ones in the community, they've done amazing.
Yes, I agree.
The youth done amazing. US, some of them have not even been back home before. But they can connect, they know the music, they were dancing. I saw some high schoolers that's like, what are you doing here? It's so late at night. but they felt safe coming out. My mom is there, my dad is there, but they were hanging around there. So it was good. So I think everyone on your team, we think you guys have done amazing work. So thank you very much. And next year, same place, hopefully same time, I'm not sure about the date, but we are going to continue to promote and push Africa forward and push who we are as a community, that we would like the whole world to know who we are, that Ghana, Africa is bigger than South Africa alone itself. Many people think Africa is all about South Africa, right? But there's many, many, many countries out there. So it's been good. On African Day, Kwesi, your last word.
Oh, thanks to everybody bringing us together, and especially the founders, because it started a long time ago, whereby many of us don't know the history, you know. So it was founded after Africans started getting independent, and they came together. I don't remember exact year. Many of them who started it has passed away. They're no more alive. So it's always good for us to keep going to remember them, you know. So we will first give thanks to them, and also we need to keep the fire burning, you know, keep it going, tell the history to our youth, what we know, don't lie, tell them. If you don't know, you say you don't know. If you know, then you tell them, you know, because if you don't know where you're coming from, you don't know where you're going. And because most of us are struggling because we don't know where we are coming from. So therefore, we struggle to find where we are going. But as we are going, people in America are doing the same thing. They are beginning to tell they tell the history. Those who are in Canada, Australia, Japan, everywhere, they tell the history, so that the children, one day we're not going to be there, and then the children will move it on.
Okay.
Well, we will say thank you, and don't forget to come next year.
But not only next year, any other event in the community, we need to come together and celebrate.
And there are more programs ahead. We are trying to put in more so that we can always engage the kids. African community can engage them so that there will be no breakages and other stuff. So everybody, keep watching. We will bring you all everything here live whenever it is ready.
Yeah. And Nisha, before you go on your last word, have you traveled to any other African country?
Not yet.
Yeah, so your first trip is to Ghana. Mm-hmm. Nisha's first trip is going to be Ghana. Right.
He's going to take it for you.
Oh yeah, he's going to buy it.
We're going to organize that for you. We're going to make sure you go to Ghana, spend December. No, there's an event, what do they call it? 30 December, where all I got some cousins in the US. Every December they go party and like
Black Americans attend it.
Most of the Black Americans go.
Oh,
yes.
So you're taking me for my birthday then?
Oh, your birthday is in December. Yeah. Your birthday is in December. Sure, that's the place to be. Yeah, but this year you are celebrating here.
Yeah.
But because you're here for 1 year, right? Yeah. 1 year. So your next birthday, then we're going to take you, right?
No, it's going to be this year, but okay.
Because end of the year, we have the Ghana community have got a New Year party coming up, right? So you're going to invite, so you have to stay here for that.
Okay.
And then the year after, we have a conversation with the Ghana, His Excellency Dr. Chai Jamina, who will help sort out your trip to Ghana for you. Okay. You know, they are beautiful places that you can go. So your last word, Nisha, for the team, the organizers of the African Day event.
You guys did an amazing job. Mm. I thank y'all again for hosting this and for bringing all the acts together, the shopping vendors, food vendors, the whole community, everyone that showed up and showed out. It was beautiful to be a part of, beautiful to see everyone. I love the support. I'm looking forward to more events. And thank you again for everything. You guys did an amazing job.
Thank you very much, Nisha, for joining us. This Radio Calabar 104.6 FM, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. So we've just finished the African Day event. Kwasi,
yes.
You want to talk about somebody buying a car in Ghana, is it? Kwasi, tell us what's going on in Ghana. Tell us what's going on in Ghana.
You see, now me Tikitoko, I don't know what the Tikitoko. I don't go to Tikitoko. So me, how I'm supposed to know what's going on Tikitoko?
So what is going on? You were saying earlier on that there's something is going on in Ghana. Somebody bought a car, buy a $450,000 car with $100,000. Kwasi, what has Sam George done to you?
In fact, I haven't followed Sam George for a while, but what has he done? Tell me. Yeah.
Okay, Kwabena. JQ has joined us all the way from Brisbane. JQ, okay.
I should start talking about Sam George. You see, JQ just appeared.
JQ.
Politics, you can listen to us. You're about to start talking about politics.
Yeah. So JQ just appeared as soon as you talk about. Okay, Governor.
What?
Sam George.
Mm-hmm.
There is a proverb in I can buy the boba. Even the boba techi.
The boba techi, the boba.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that is what is whipping Sam George now.
Mm-hmm.
He made a previous comment about government appointee using 4x4.
Land cruisers
and the Lexus. And now he bought the ultimate one, the top tier one.
Mm.
And now he is in the news. So I think, I don't know.
You see, all these things, most of our MPs.
I thought Akwesi would tackle this he knows.
No, don't tell me you don't know.
He's pretending like he don't know.
You are telling me now.
If it was in December last year, your commentary would be like, we are playing a soccer match. Now, you see, you can't because... It's from your party.
You see, you have already judged me.
Yeah, I have to judge you. Let me finish. In December, we used to run into this studio, even if the masks are off, you are talking about, this government is corrupt, this government is killing us. But now...
Now, you see... Calm down. You see, you look at how most of our...
I hope
let me finish. When you look at the how some of our leaders behave, I can tell that it's the inferiority complex is killing them. If inferiority complex.
Yeah. Last year it was corruption. This year is what?
Inferiority. You know.
Yeah.
Inferiority complex.
Yeah.
Is killing them. You see, be a leader. It's not about I've bought a car here, I've built a house, I've got 10 houses and all that. You know, I want to see a leader whereby said, I've brought maybe assembly plant that we are manufacturing this one here. That means you own it. Your country owns it. You know, that makes you a great leader. Not something whereby somebody has invented it, built it. You could even make a copyright. Yes, it's copycat. And you went to bought a car, but maybe, I don't know how much that car will cost.
Can set up a diaper factory.
You see what I mean?
The party give
something,
the
some, you know. So I see them that the inferiority complex, you know, is killing them. You know, that's what we are having. You know, they don't, go to his area. Where he comes from, the same thing applies to my area, whereby I come from, whereby sometimes even people go to school without maybe a food. You know, people don't even have water to drink. And between you and the people that you're supposed to serve, the difference is like maybe 100 miles apart. So what makes me to believe that you are serving the community? You know, and many of them has got that kind of inferiority complex. You see, and it's time for them to be reasonable. You know, I've seen him. I didn't know that he bought I've seen one of the convoy. He was going to meet some kind of a meeting, and I'm going to meet, I think, somebody from Europe. And I don't know what this European will be thinking, going through his head. Come with about 3 convoy. Yeah. With the security, open the door, and all that, as if we are in the military regime. You know, and I feel a bit shame for him. You know, a bit shy.
Yeah.
Because we live here, we see how they run their country, we see how the managers of the companies, the way they behave. You know, don't tell them buy a car. But you're going to buy a car over maybe over $150,000 because you're a member of parliament.
Probably
you don't even want one. You want about 2-3. You know, I mean, it's inferiority complex, which is killing them. You know, but they think that they're feeling big. You know,
because he's massaging the situation.
Because you...
We have a situation. Look at this. If you are a leader and you think you've built a good rules for the nation, you don't need this car.
As I said, it's all about inferiority complex.
If you are a leader,
you know,
and you are in Accra, and you think you've built a good rules, you need a saloon car to go around.
You know,
you are not going outside Accra. You don't need this car.
As I'm saying that,
Sam George is an MP in Accra. So why is he buying this car? Why do you need this car? Because you are not doing something right.
That's what I'm saying.
See?
You know.
You know, only time when a politician is wise, when he's in opposition. They know how to talk, they know how to fix.
So, Sam George.
Look at his stomach.
Yeah. There was a time I had a very big respect for him.
The only time Ghanaian politician is smart and wise is when he's in opposition.
My respect for Sam George is going a bit down, you know, because he's not leading as a servant. You know, as a leader, you need to learn how to serve.
Some people can't be a servant in Ghana. Most of the politicians, about 90%, they can't be a servant. Because how can you pay money to serve people? Anyone who pays money to serve is not a servant. It's a thief.
He's a thief.
They are coming to steal.
Yeah.
to be straight. Today you are massaging the situation.
I'm not massaging.
In December, you are not massaging. We were not massaging the situation. You were just telling how you want it. But now, when we ask,
you also tell it as it is. I'll give you the opportunity.
No, I don't want to. I always tell it, even if MPP or NDC. Yeah.
No,
you shocked me. I thought you go straight to the point and tell us how you went.
Telling somebody that he's
inferior. It's very sad.
In
a country like Ghana.
Mm.
You know, one sad about this situation.
Mm-hmm.
They bought these big cars and they exempt them from duties. Mm-hmm. And then the poor people are paying duty. And they will tell you when you bring a car, you can see a trotro raining and everybody in the car is wet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they will tell you, this car is 10 years and above. Mm-hmm. We are not allowing you. You have to pay penalty.
Mm-hmm.
But that car is far better than. New Zealand, what do we pay? We pay about what? VAT or...
Very small.
So that's why we have cars. And even that one can set a big company.
I mean,
New Zealand is a big job.
Mm.
If you allow the cars in, it's another portion of our industry.
Especially if
we are setting up
scrap metals.
By scrap, yes. Allow them to. That is what is going on. Mm. If you go around,
I will tell you something. When we first came here,
Michael has joined us. Michael, thank you very much for joining us, Michael Chem. Okay, question to us. Continue. Yes,
the cars here was very expensive because that time there was. What do you call it? Only few people were given licenses to import them from Japan, and some of them also was assembled here. So not many people can afford it. But they get to the time that they cancel that kind of cancel it and allow anybody to import cars from Japan. And at that time, I think one person can import 2 cars a year.
Yeah, even up to date.
That was when the car business,
when you are not registered,
start booming. You know, so when we talk about those days, you see most of the cars were rusted. But when they give the waiver whereby anybody can import it, then the car price start going low, and it created more jobs. So now you can see
new cars,
you see what I mean, cars, and everybody can afford it, and I think
even at a point, could you change his car?
My
car was New Zealand new,
New Zealand new.
You can see that car was suffering. As a politician in Ghana would say, the country is what?
Hot.
We are suffering.
Mm.
That was what was happening to Koyu's car.
Mm.
And now you can see.
Got a flash car.
Got yours. You're in new cars. So that is what is going on.
Yeah, that's what is going on. Yeah.
We have a problem. We don't have leaders.
No.
We are not.
I mean, some judge has already disappointed me big time.
What about Okujato?
I haven't seen his convoy yet.
Not about the convoy. When he was in opposition, he said. When they come to power and they use private jets, he will do what?
Resign.
And now you brought the vice president from London in a private jet. You know, Africa, we have a problem. I don't know how many people were there. They were. We have first class. Even Nana Akufo-Addo at a point introduced that one. You can use first class if you buy even 2 cabin or something for.
President.
The vice.
You
have to help our people. Spending the money is not ours. I think they were paying almost 100 and something per hour or something.
I'm not too sure how much because it comes
it's
a price,
huge.
It's very expensive.
Yeah, it's a very. You see,
you know,
I was expecting him. To give us detail as he was doing years. You know those who are feeling now, those who were talking too much. Sam George,
Okujato,
Sami Jemfi, they were the guys.
And then Jinapo.
You see?
Jenapo is crying, eh?
No, it was the
mining. Kofi Amabua was crying. He reminds me when he was a boy. Yeah. He was very bad.
Do you know him?
Oh, I know him. If I don't know him, class, I know him.
So I think this is the situation.
You know, when the girl tried to deny him, he pretend to cry.
Yeah.
So, we don't.
They should serve.
Yeah, they should learn how to serve, you know, because you can do it and do it properly.
Yeah, you know, and people will remember you.
You see what I mean? Yeah, when you're driving all this flashy car, to get to the time, you begin to ask yourself, what was all this nonsense for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they need to take that kind of inferiority.
There was this Chile president who went after his...
The VW.
Yeah, he got VW and one tractor in his farm. And the wife, he and his just wife, living there, doing farming.
I mean, they used to call him the poorest president. Yes, yeah.
You see, everybody likes that man.
Mm.
At the end of the day, because you have that position, you can train your child and you can help them to gain their own.
You see what I mean?
They don't need to steal. You rob the poor to keep it for you.
And then you call yourself that when the contract, you share it among yourselves. And said, oh, makes you smart? No, it's not. The problem, we have a problem. We really do have a problem. You know, but they need to, as you are saying,
they don't have leaders. Anybody who pays money to be a leader has failed.
Yeah.
So now, both parties, they keep on failing us.
But
even within the internal elections.
To me, it is still too early.
And I think something that Sister Evelyn said, was it last week or I think it was a couple of...
Last week,
she said she believed that the unification of Africa or the growth of Africa is going to start from the Africans in the diaspora, where the Africans in the diaspora are going to come together and begin to say, no, we need to do something and push the development and the unification and the growth agenda from the diaspora into them. Because if you are living there, sometimes it's very hard to see, you know, what development is. It's hard to compare. Right.
What he is saying, I know I've heard that so many countries has done it, whereby the diaspora helped them to build a country.
Mm-hmm.
But they were invited by the president of that state. You see what I mean? Because if the president is not interested in those who are in diaspora, how can you help?
Okay, JQ. 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 So you guys don't see anything better to say about this minister?
Look at justice.
Hey, Kobe Bini.
Last December, you were testing the failure of the nation.
Yeah.
And now you are preaching about...
That one is very important, you know, because, you see, look at your people. For example, you have a family, and some of your family cannot even afford maybe two meals a day. And therefore, you are driving, go and buy yourself even a Toyota Camry, whereby even buying the Toyota Camry, is not even expensive, but to buy petrol every day to feed the Toyota Camry, whereby your children can afford to eat, don't you think there's something wrong with that person? You see what I mean? There's something, look at your people. Some of them are just, they go to the market, even they sell on under the sun. Mm-hmm. And so you are minister. Oh, hello. You see what I mean? It's a inferior. Those days are long. Should have been long overdue.
Mm-hmm.
But we keep repeating it.
Yeah, and then Sister Evelyn says, I truly believe that we do have the capacity.
Yeah,
the capability by starting right here in the diaspora. Which I think maybe there's something that we have control about, or there's something that we can do. Because what is happening in Ghana or in Africa or Zimbabwe or Ethiopia or Gambia, sometimes it's hard for us to be able to have any control. But what we can is those of us here can put ourselves together and do something that we have more control about. What about that? I think maybe that's the solution. Because I remember somebody said the last time that, we've been complaining for so long and nothing's changing. Maybe we need to start looking at what else can we do as Africans in the diaspora mm. to help develop our continent. And that's what we can start thinking about. Even things like, you know, the Afropreneur event that is coming up.
Mm.
Ghanaian Africans in New Zealand that are entrepreneurs. What else can we do in terms of connecting to our root? The business that we've got here, what ideas have you got? If you've got a business here, do you have opportunity to be able to open a branch in Africa? You can employ somebody or you can share your business idea back home. So let's focus on the thing that we can control, right?
Yeah.
And then for those politicians back home in Ghana, sometimes it's hard to control them, mm-hmm. right? But let's do what we can right here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why in November, the African Entrepreneur event is coming up. And we would like all Africans who are entrepreneurs to come along and to be able to hear what we've got to say. Okay, so, Kwasi.
Yes.
Yeah, what, before we end, what is your last words to the current government?
Mr. President said reset. And he can never do it by himself because he's got only one eye, or let's say two eyes. It cannot see any everywhere.
Mm.
And I still believe that there's quite a lot of people, corrupt people in his government.
Mm-hmm.
And if his government can succeed, it comes from his ministers, those he has been appointed.
Mm-hmm.
So if President Mama, and I truly believe that he means it, and if he means business, he needs to look at, watch 100 times on his appointees, mm-hmm. because they are the one who is going to, who can help them to him to build,
mm-hmm.
and they are the same people who can help him to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what I can say. So he needs to make sure his appointees get punished when they do something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get punished. If they don't punish them, they will all flout the laws. And people say that he's our last hope.
He's not.
That's what people say. So he's our last hope,
Master.
You know, so Master. People believe that if he fails, Ghana has failed. And I wish him that he succeed. You know, he succeed. You know, so that's my last word for him. That he needs to. I know he has to take his word serious. Because I believe that people around him don't take him serious. They have done to President Jerry Rawlings. They have done to Kufuor. They have done to Atamals. So you see what I mean. So you already know the situation because they are the one who can fail you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, for me to sit down here, I cannot go and fail him.
Mm-hmm.
It's those back home that he has appointed, they are the one who can fail him.
Mm.
So he needs to watch out. You know, yeah, that's all what I can say.
Governor, what's your message to Mahama?
They promise us.
They have to deliver.
That is all.
So the message is simple.
Mm.
They promise. And they have to deliver.
And if you're President, your mama also wants some volunteers, I'm here for
volunteers to do what?
To do what?
To give us something to do. I'm here. You got more than thousands of people waiting in a boat.
These people are breaking their offices down. They are not getting their share.
Yes.
You are talking.
So in saying that, this is Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM. Today we came here to talk about the African Day event that was quite successful. We had the privilege to have Nisha Williams in the studio here with us today, and she was amazing to see her. The first time, she's from Texas, Houston, Texas, and she joined us in the studio here to share about her experience. It was lovely to have her come talk about her experience. And she said, no, and for we have adopted her into the Ghanaian community, Evelyn. So now we've got Nisha. We need to find a Ghanaian name for her. This is Radio Kwaba 104.6 FM, sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand with the funding from the Ministry of Ethnic Affairs. If you don't hear from us again, same time, same place, every Saturday, 8:30 p.m. In Auckland, New Zealand, same time, 104.6 FM, www.planetaudio.nz. Let's listen to the music from Dada K. They say Fatia Fatankroma, and from there, we say a big thank you to every single one of you, Sister Evelyn and your team. We say thank you very much, and God bless you all.